and you are listening to the Texas Standard. U.S. oil output has been inching upward. The International Energy Agency earlier this year said that U.S. oil production will finally top Russia oil production, the world's top producer, by 2023. However, last week, the CEO of Pioneer Natural Resources suggested a much shorter timeline than that. He says that the U.S. is poised to become the world's top oil producer as early as this fall. Lawrence Duffy writes about the energy industry. He's the author of two books and a contributor at Texas Monthly. Lauren, welcome back to the Standard.
Thank you for having me.
So what do you think explains this much shortened timeline coming from the CEO of Pioneer Natural Resources?
Well, anytime you talk about things like this, oil production, there's a lot of variables that come into play. And I think it's very reasonable that if things continue on the current track, you could see the U.S. pass up Russia by the end of the summer or this fall, if everything stays as it is now, okay? But keep in mind that Russia has entered into a pact with OPEC, and they are not producing as much as they're capable of producing at the moment. There was just a meeting last week. There's talk that they may lift some of those restrictions, and if that happens, Russia could increase its production, and then it might take us a little longer to catch up. I think the important thing here is that, you know, the U.S., which was a net importer of oil for many, many years and one of the biggest consumers of oil, mm-hmm. has in a very short period of time kind of turned things around and is on the verge of becoming the largest producer in the world, which is pretty amazing.
When we talk about the largest producer of oil in the world, how much oil are we talking about? As I recall, Russia put out roughly, 11 million barrels per day, something along those lines?
They're closer to 12 right now, and what we're looking at in terms of this projection for the, you know, the Pioneer Natural Resources CEO Scott Sheffield is talking about, that would be the U.S. would cross about 13 million barrels a day, which could happen later this year if everything, you know, kind of stays the way it is and prices stay at the current level and that kind of thing. But as with anything else, when you start making predictions about oil production and oil prices, things can change pretty rapidly.
I totally understand that, but it's not like the U.S. hasn't been setting its own records month after month after month, right? I mean, we've sort of been on this long, steady climb for some time now.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, what you saw was a real turn of events with the rise of hydraulic fracturing. It's really opened up these shale reservoirs across the country, and especially in Texas and in the Permian Basin. And so you've seen a lot of reserves that you know, we simply didn't think we would ever be able to get oil out of that have become, a pretty abundant resource for us.
But at the same time, you're putting more oil out there on the market. And I wonder whether or not that has the tendency to drive down prices and, supply and demand being what it is. Is there a point at which it might not be so profitable to continue to keep production levels going up, up, up?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we saw that not too long ago. It was just a few years ago that oil, you know, because of increased production from the U.S. and the fact that OPEC had maintained their production quotas, we saw the price of oil drop below $30 a barrel for a while, if you recall. And that really hurt a lot of the producers here in the U.S. You had a lot of wells that were shut in, a lot of production that was shut in. And what we're seeing now is as prices have come back, we're seeing a lot of that production has come back online. But certainly if prices drop significantly below, you know, say $50 a barrel, you would see a pullback here in the U.S., absolutely.
Hmm. What do you think this means for the consumer, Lauren?
It's all good for the consumer from the standpoint of what you're paying at the pump. This is all pretty good stuff. I mean, the U.S. has become not only one of the largest producers of oil, we've also become a more efficient producer of oil, which means companies here can produce oil and natural gas at a much lower cost than they could even just 5 years ago. And so that helps keep costs down. And of course, ultimately, that gets passed through to the pump.
Lauren Duffy is an author and former business journalist covering the oil industry. Lauren, thanks so much for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you.